Did you hear me when I called? Big Boss Man.
We got the Big Boss Man right here in studio this morning only at Rosie on the House. We have the executive director of the Registrar of Contractors right here in studio this morning, Executive Director Mr. William Mundell, who not only is he here joining us live, but he postponed a personal family vacation to be here. So we especially, I always thank all our guests. Thank you for taking time out of your personal weekend to join us and contribute to the show. But boy, I've got to throw an extra big special thanks out there right now. Before we get into topic right now, I want to invite y'all to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. But I want to take just an event that's going on in Arizona right now and talk to all of you Arizona homeowners. You may not be in the path of a forest fire, grass fire, plains fire, forest fire. You may not be expecting or anticipating a monsoon flood or disaster. You may not be anticipating a lightning strike that burns your house down to the ground. We don't have many natural disasters in Arizona that we have to worry about, but no matter what the occasion, I want y'all to stop and this week just discipline yourself to spend 2 hours. You can do it 15 minutes at a time, but I want you to load up your video camera and I want you to walk room by room by room. I want you to focus on each four walls of each room. Talk about it and speak to yourself as you're doing that. Talk about the artwork that's hanging. Who's the artist? When it was purchased? Where you got it? Take a look at the furniture. Don't forget to get down on your knees and raise the skirts of the bed up because of all the stuff you've got stored under there. Pull it out. Take a look at it. Open the closets, open the drawers, and actually talk your way through your entire home possessions. Because I have a very good friend, my neighbor over in Alpine, home was completely annihilated by the Wallow Fire. When we went up when I went up to the house with him, Romy, it was as if a nuclear bomb went right down his chimney. I mean, there wasn't anything. There was no molten porcelain toilets. There was no metal. It was a pile of ashes you could fit in this Dunkin' Donut coffee on top of a concrete slab, and that was it, baby.
And that's why when you're done videotaping your entire contents of your home, talking so you have the audio recording of what you're looking at, an idea of the price and the investment you have, you make several copies and don't keep them all at home. If you've got a safety deposit box, put one there. Send one to your parents or your daughter or your brother or a family member. And have two or three of those copies. I know it's a pain. I know it's a lot of work. And if you have a new investment of any significance, a new flat screen TV, a new piece of art, a room addition, you got to get that video camera back out, add that to it. Add that, burn that additional copy, send it. I mean, keeping it documented because it's no matter how, it's still going to be a horrible situation and that whole house lost. But to have no documentation or record of what.
Well, there were people exists. In this Dose fire that were just literally given hours of mandatory evacuation notices. And I was visiting with someone who said, well, Rosie, what do you do in that situation? You've got 2 hours to empty your house of every valuable content. And he says, Rosie, even if I'd have got everything out that was valuable to me, I still had to leave my $45,000 Harley. It wouldn't fit in the trunk.
Well, That's why you prep now. So if you're in a situation you have to evacuate for a fire, you can just go because nothing can't. Maybe some things, heirlooms can't be replaced, but nothing is as costly as losing a family member because
it could,
It really could be.
It could be a lightning strike in a couple weeks coming up. We're going to be talking about monsoon preparation. Arizona, one of our natural disasters in Arizona is, in Arizona, we are ground struck by lightning more than any other state in the United States of America, with the exception of one, Florida. We are the number two state in the union with lightning ground strikes. And we had a home burned to the ground right here in Maricopa County last year in the monsoon season, got hit by lightning and burned to the ground. So take the time, those of you regular listeners, please just take the time, start up the video camera, and just do a room a night. Let's get that done. Make copies of it and get it distributed, and it'll be done. Let's get to the topic at hand. We've got the executive director of the Registrar of Contractors in the great state of Arizona, Mr. William Mundell. Again, thanks again for your extra generous contribution of your time this morning.
Good morning, Rosie. It's great to be here. I think it's important to talk about the mission of the Registrar of Contractors.
But let's talk about that a little bit, because not Arizona homeowners are sometimes confused about what y'all's role is and may have moved here from a state that doesn't have this extra layer of protection. Arizona's a little bit unique in having this agency.
It is unique. It's the Registrar of Contractors is one of the oldest state agencies in Arizona. It was established in 1931 by the legislature. Contractors at that time went to the legislature and asked that legislation be passed to make sure that we had qualified, experienced, ethical contractors in the state of Arizona performing construction work to protect the health, safety, and welfare of Arizona. And so it's very unique. A number of states don't have anything like the Registrar of Contractors or the equivalent. The one that jumps out to me is Texas. So in those states, it's sort of buyer beware, and it's a free-for-all. So this is really an added layer of protection for both the contractors and homeowners and customers.
Well, the thing about Texas is they're not quite in as much need as the registrar as we might be, because they've still got Judge Roy Bean and the gallows.
Well, we've got some pretty tough judges here, though, in Arizona. So I don't know. We've got some tough judges in Arizona. We can talk about that as we go forward today.
One of the things I am going to want to talk about with you is the fun we've had the last couple months helping you put together some sting operations. Those always kind of tickle me, because that's as close as I get to being James Bond as I ever get.
Well, I'll look forward to doing that. But if Rosie, if I could digress for a second, before I forget, you were talking about the fires. It will be important that when people start to rebuild their homes, that they hire licensed contractors. We've seen with prior fires where there's a lot of fly-by-night contractors coming into the state, and we can talk about that as we go forward today.
They're called storm chasers for a reason.
That's exactly right, and also travelers.
You know, I think it's interesting that the contractors came to the legislature back in the 30s to actually instigate and start the Registrar of Contractors. I believe one of the great things about having the agency here in Arizona is it protects us from the transitory nature of the Arizona population. Now, I have seen, since I got here in 65, I've kind of seen it settle down a little bit. But, you know, you do contracting back in Texas. You're in Houston. You're in Dallas. You're in Austin. And, I mean, there are remodeling companies. There are plumbers. There are electricians that are third and fourth and fifth generation. They've been in the community that long. You know, it's tough here in Arizona to find a second-generation company. Really tough.
It really is. And we forget that we're the newest state in the continental United States, not excluding Hawaii and Alaska becoming a state in 1912. And so you're right, we don't have those generational construction companies like they have back in Chicago and Philadelphia and New York. So I think it's even more important to make sure that when you're going to hire a contractor, that you hire a licensed contractor by going to our website and making sure that they're licensed, making sure they have the area of expertise that you want the construction performed at your house.
And y'all are going to do a lot of that as in the way of the screening process before you ever issue them the license. I want to talk a little bit now about the license requirements. I consider myself pretty good at a lot of trades, but you would never want to license me as an electrician.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, we license electricians, you know, people that are expertise in heating and air conditioning. And before they're given a license, we look at the experience they have. We do background checks. They have to take an exam in the area of the construction they want to perform in. So, you know, example, they have to, as I said, they have to take it. If they want to become a plumber, they have to take the plumbing exam. If they want to be an expertise in air conditioning, they take the air conditioning exam. And so that is the one of the major benefits of hiring a licensed contractor, to make sure that they have the license in the area that you want the construction to be performed. And that will show up on our website, you know, azrock.gov. When you go there, you can look up the contractor by license number or by name, and it will tell you what kind of license they have.
And a part of that licensing requirement, like you say, is verifying you have experience in that particular trade. It's a work verification process that y'all go through before they're even put up to take the written test. That's all part of the pre-screening process.
That's right. That we go through that. We look at their experience. That's required by statute. We look at the background of the applicant. And then if they qualify in that regard, they again, they take a test by a company that gives tests not only in Arizona but in other states. And, again, it's area of construction specific.
So there you go. Jennifer, if you wanted me to operate as an electrician, we'd have to move to El Paso or Beaumont or someplace beautiful in the state of Texas like that.
Well, we want to make sure that you put in a three-prong, you know, outlet.
Well, that isn't going to happen. We love the state of Arizona too much.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation and visit with Mr. Bill Mundell of the Register of Contractors, and that's azroc.gov is the website. Jack's on the line with a question about the handyman exemption. So we'll cover that right after we take this quick break. Again, it's 1-888-767-4348. Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition.